This is episode number 51, How to Use LinkedIn. Welcome to Growth Mindset University. My name is Jordan Paris, 21-year-old author and host of this show. And with this show, you and I will embark on a journey to learn the things that we should have learned in school but did not, so that we may take control of our lives while fulfilling our vision of success. Each episode will feature a brand new lesson, and now it's time for today's lesson. So put your thinking cap on because school is now in session. All right, this one is a little bit different today. This is a presentation, a talk that I gave at Florida Gulf Coast University in a lecture hall of over 70 marketing students a couple of weeks ago on how to use LinkedIn to grow your brand, grow your business, and even if you don't have a business, how to use LinkedIn to land a job, how to connect with high-profile individuals, how to find them, connect with them, and message them, how to post on LinkedIn, why use LinkedIn in the first place, what you should be doing on there, why post, who's doing it, how they post, and there's screenshots and analysis with each of these screenshots, and that's something you're going to want to check out. I'm going to put the link to the YouTube video with the slides and me talking in the description of the show and at jordanparishealth.com/EP51. This presentation was taped and you're going to want to check that out either right now or after this, but it will make sense. Everything will make sense without the video, but you should definitely check it out. Also, the snowball effect, how to rack up hundreds of thousands of views with LinkedIn. The results of all this, all your LinkedIn efforts, what are the results? This is playing the long game. We're going to see how to play the long game with LinkedIn. Why comment? That's another slide, another talking point that we're going to cover in this 40-minute presentation. Commenting is incredibly important in breeding familiarity and building rapport with people. Also, the three elements of a powerful LinkedIn profile and how to stand out to get that job, to talk with that person, whatever it is you want to do, how to stand out in the crowd so that you can do exactly that. And last but not least, my golden rules, not just for LinkedIn, but for life. This is a talk with a lot of passion behind it, something I've really been getting into lately. I've been loving LinkedIn, been utilizing it to the fullest extent, which we'll talk about in here. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can. You can find me. You can just type in my name, Jordan Paris, and you'll see me. And also, by the way, if you are new to this show or if you haven't subscribed yet, just make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss the next episodes because it's, I promise you, it's not something that you want to miss. We've got big name guests coming on the show, on our schedule, and we're growing at an exponential rate, and I'm freaking loving it. This is really a lot of fun. And now without further ado, though, we'll get you out to this talk, how to use LinkedIn to grow your brand, land the job, and make more money. This is marketing. We're going to discover the power of LinkedIn today. We're going to leave no stone unturned, the whys, the hows, and the whats. Okay, a new hire. Why LinkedIn? A new hire is made every 10 seconds with LinkedIn. Hiring managers are on LinkedIn, and they use it to discover talent. I'm actually going to show you a picture of that in a second. Job fairs are a little archaic as well. They're more obsolete than they used to be. Not as many people are getting hired at job fairs now than they are on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great tool to build trust and rapport with hiring managers, with recruiters. They're on LinkedIn, with high profile connections, with public figures. When people Google your name, your LinkedIn profile will come up because there's this thing called domain authority.
And domain authority is just how credible, sort of how credible a domain is, you know, like where it ranks in Google. And LinkedIn is, the domain authority is a 97 out of 100 because LinkedIn's been around for a long time and it's just credible. So like LinkedIn, you, if people Google your name, your LinkedIn profile will be one of the first things, if not the first thing that pops up. And then, for example, like Amazon is probably like 99. I think Twitter's 100. RobDurdek.com, I know off the top of my head, is like a 32, which is good. Don't get me wrong. LinkedIn is the ultimate personal branding tool. Whether we know it or not, each and every one of you in this room has a personal brand. I think it's incredibly important in today's day and age with social media and LinkedIn and whatnot. Your perception, your brand, your image. Build a world-class network in record time. This is my favorite. This is my favorite pro of LinkedIn. Build a world-class network in record time. Something like this has never happened before. You know, it used to be where, you can connect with people across the globe that you otherwise never would have been able to cross paths with. And it's not what you know, but who you know a lot of times. For example, you know, you might know someone on LinkedIn that knows someone. Like, I have 7 mutual friends, mutual connections with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is my hero. I love Tony Robbins. And I was talking to a guy yesterday who is friends with Tony Robbins and works with him very closely, executive vice president of sales for Tony Robbins, and just really cool. I'm just that much closer to Tony Robbins now. And anyone can do that. Anyone can get a little closer to the person that they want to get closer to. Gain website traffic and leads. Gaining website traffic and leads. Out of, you know, total the 100% pie, 80% of website leads and conversions come from LinkedIn. I believe it's like 7% from Facebook and 6% from Twitter and 0.53% from Google Plus. What's Google Plus? Next. Okay, what to do? There's a lot of different things you can do. There's videos. LinkedIn's been around for a long time. And videos, though, have just popped up. They just introduced videos to the platform within this past year. And people are blowing up on LinkedIn the way people blew up on YouTube, you know, say 6 to 8 years ago. Written posts, if you're a writer like I am, I do written posts. I do videos as well, but written posts are great, just the old-fashioned way. Articles, I've never done an article. I don't really know how to do that. We're not going to venture into that here today. Commenting, we're going to see why commenting is super important in a second. And then reaching out to high-profile individuals, high-profile connections, people that you would never be able to have access to had it not been for LinkedIn. So why post? 50% of the LinkedIn feed is your post, like the original post. We'll get to what comprises the rest of the feed later. But this is a post that I had. These are the analytics on this post, and right here, 79 recruiters, 4,200 views. 79 recruiters saw this post. 74 founders, 57 CEOs and executive directors. These people are on LinkedIn. These people are on LinkedIn, the people that you want to see your content, the people that you want to get familiar with you. Developing your voice. You know, a lot of times, in my own writing journey, I didn't really know what to say, how to say it. I didn't really have a voice before I started writing. But writing these posts and whatnot, writing every day sort of helped me to find my voice and develop my voice. And now it's just like easy to write every day and post every day. It gets easier as you go. You grow as you go. Find your tribe. I'm gonna introduce you to them later in this PowerPoint. But finding your tribe. I've made friends with people on LinkedIn. You might think it's weird, but like I said, I get on those phone calls almost every day with people from LinkedIn. And for example, in LA, in the past 2 weeks, in Los Angeles, I've met four people. They call themselves a LinkedIn fam. They're all like 20, 21, 22 years old. And I've gotten on the phone call. I've met them on LinkedIn. We've interacted with each other's content. I've been on the phone with each and every one of them. They're like really smart and just really cool people, like-minded people. I go out to LA every single summer. What am I going to do next time I go out to LA? I'm going to be hanging out with them, and I'm super excited. I've got friends across the globe now. It's cool. The snowball effect. We're going to see the snowball effect because we're going to see it in action with screenshots. But the snowball effect, when someone likes your post, the 39 likes here, it will pop up in someone else's feed. Like Jordan Paris liked this post. So your name will pop up and then the post will pop up. So this post here popped up in a lot of other people's feed. And then the 26 comments, 40% of the feed is so-and-so commented on this. 40% of the feed. So this post popped up in so many other people's feeds that I'm not even friends with, connected with, just really cool exposure. And we're gonna see posts with hundreds of thousands of views in a second, just because of the snowball effect. A demonstration of higher value. Why post? You can demonstrate your knowledge, your higher value to these recruiters, these CEOs, these hiring managers. How to post. The top is, yes, it's Joe Rogan, but it's what not to do, actually. Even someone like Joe Rogan, if you post a link, it significantly decreases the reach, significantly. The algorithms of LinkedIn have just no, like they just don't push that content as much. So if you just post a link like that, even Joe Rogan, who has millions and millions of followers like all over, one of the most popular people of our generation, even he will get 8 likes. Don't break the rules. No one is exempt. And then this is a good example. The one on the bottom, I don't even know who this is, but so the first two lines are hooked. This is how LinkedIn does it. It's after the first two lines, it says dot, 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 see more. This is a perfect example. The power of a smile. I was just in Target, and as a woman was leaving an aisle, I was entering dot, 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 see more. Kind of want to know what happened. Maybe some people want to know what happened. Maybe some people don't. But it's like a hook. A good first two lines are a great hook to get people to read the rest of your post and interact with it. No big blocks of text. We're going to see examples of this later. One line is a paragraph. Two lines is a paragraph. Nobody wants to read big blocks of text. If your post is like 4 or 5 lines of text per paragraph, the next post will be 1 or 2 lines of text per paragraph, and the person will read that post. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? I can't wait to introduce you to these people. Mark Metry. Mark Metry is 21 years old. He dropped out of, I believe, Boston University. He's been a guest on my podcast. He has a top 100 iTunes podcast in the world. And it says it right here. Today I interview billionaires, New York Times bestselling authors, and legendary world-class human beings on my top 100 podcast. Pretty badass. He's got the cool cover image right here. It's informative. It's bright. It's great. It's awesome. You know what this guy's about. He's interviewed people like Seth Godin, the most famous marketer of our generation. That's the kind of person we should be learning from. Naveen Jain, he is a billionaire. David Meltzer, I don't know if he's quite a billionaire, but he's up there. And people like that, those are the kind of people he's interviewed. His podcast is incredible. He has 14,000 followers. Okay, here are some of his posts. So, this first one here is the one on the left with Seth Godin. That's a picture, 602 likes, 97 comments. Great. I don't have his analytics because I'm not in his account, but I can bet you that post got probably 20,000, 30,000 views just because of the snowball effect. He only has 14,000 followers. but it doesn't mean it can't get seen by 30,000 people. This is a perfect example all the way on the right. Like I said, he has 14,000 followers, but what? That video, you can't see it up there, but the analytics are below it. I see it on my screen. I'm kind of upset it cut it off. Has 17,979 views, but only 14,000 followers. How does that happen? The snowball effect, because there's 629 likes, 181 comments. It pops up on other people's feeds. And you see he's got the short lines, the small blocks of text, like, you know, the one-liners, two-liners, easy to read. And this is the power, this one in the middle here, where he's mentioning these people. He mentioned me right here because he was a guest on my podcast. But I only caught this 5 hours after. Now it has like 200 likes and like 100 comments or whatever. But now these people, these influential people see his post. These are all content creators. And they like and comment on his post. And now they pop up in these people that all have large followings on LinkedIn, it will pop up in their followers' feeds, and now the post just gets exponentially bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, and hashtags. Did he use hashtags? Yeah. LinkedIn just introduced hashtags this year as well. Brand new. LinkedIn is on the up and coming. Justin Nguyen. Okay, Justin Nguyen is 22 years old. He's a UCF senior. He is a podcaster. He has 2,000 followers. Cool. He's got a cool, informative cover photo. You know what he's about. Are you still loading? That means, are you still growing? I'm still loading. I hope everyone's still loading. Some of his posts. Justin just had a... seemed like out of thin air, just decided one day, I'm going to post videos for 30 days in a row. And he didn't stop. And he just kept on going. And they're nothing crazy. He just gets up in front of his like phone and records his video. And it's pretty cool. He documented his journey of, I believe in this first post here. Yeah, he had interviews with all of like the big four accounting firms. I don't know what they are because I'm not really trying to get that job. But... He scored interviews for all four of them, got job offers, and then declined them, just so you could document the process and have fun with it. And so he documented that journey. People loved it. Okay, he only has, and again, you can't see it. Can we pull this down? Is there any? No. This video right here, the one all the way on the left, he has 2,000 followers, but it got 17,008 views. How does that happen? It's a snowball effect. It's the likes and the comments, and it pops up in other people's feeds now that weren't previously connected with him. The ones in the middle, just, you know, great. Again, small blocks of text, just lines, you know, 1,700 views. Great, great. That's awesome. Plenty of ones like that, too. 928 views over here. Fine. Great. Sarah. Sarah's pretty cool. She's interesting. Her headline, breaking things. I love that. And then her summary. I'm Sarah. Who are you? She's just got this swagger to her, and I really admire it. I was on the phone with her 2 weeks ago. A friend on LinkedIn introduced me to her, and now it's great. She's one of the people in LA that I'll be hanging out with next time I go out there. Syracuse dropout. Content. She has a big girl job, content strategist at Tapcart. It's worth noting, yeah, you don't need a degree to get a big girl job. She's not a podcaster. I wanted to show you people that aren't podcasters, too. 5,000 followers. Okay, great. This is some of Sarah's stuff. We got a video with 3,500 views right here. 3,500 views. I love this one right in the middle. She is really, really good with the one-liners, the one-line paragraphs. So easy to read, and it doesn't take up much of your time. 67 likes, 21 comments. Great. We got ones up here with 103 likes and 41 comments. We got ones 80 likes, 39 comments. So easy to read. And then the one on the bottom right here, 80 likes, 32 comments. Great exposure for her. She's making moves on LinkedIn. This is Jermaine. Jermaine is a hustler. Jermaine Louie is a hustler. He is friends with Sarah. This is the one that introduced me to Sarah. And they're like best friends. They met through LinkedIn, and they both happen to live in LA, and they hang out like every day. It's really cool. UC Irvine student, again, not a podcaster. And like I said, mover and shaker. He's a hustler. He only has 1.6 thousand followers. Okay. Video right here on the left. Remember, 1.6 thousand followers, 2,795 views on this video. How does that happen? Snowball effect. His aren't as easy to read as maybe Sarah's, but they're relatively easy to read. Bullet points, emojis, great. Even though this one, 12 likes and 7 comments. Sometimes that happens. I did one yesterday, 11 likes and 5 comments. I don't care. It still gets, this probably still got 1,000 views. It's fine. Myself, because I would be a hypocrite not to be doing this stuff myself. 15.7 thousand followers, and again, bright cover image, kind of know what I'm about right away. It's informative, and this is kind of how I get messages. I mean, people know what I'm about right away. Just completely filled out profile. We're going to go over the three elements of a powerful LinkedIn profile a little bit later, but filled out, colorful, complete. Okay, these are some of my posts. This was the one you saw earlier on the left, the analytics of this post where the 74 recruiters saw it. 39 likes, 20 comments, 26 comments, and 4,200 views. Now, this goes, the snowball effect, there's a converse action as well. Just because you have 16,000 followers like I do, doesn't mean it gets pushed out to all those 16,000. It just doesn't. Not all of your followers are going to see your post. It's interesting. LinkedIn's really interesting with these algorithms. One in the middle, just really, really easy to read. I didn't think it was that great of a post, but it was just easy to read. So it got 31 likes and 10 comments and 3,300 views. Great. And then this one, this is about vulnerability. This is, I find that the more vulnerable I am, this is me 2 minutes and 23 seconds talking openly about suicidal ideation on the podcast. I just made a quick little snippet from it. And before you look at me like I'm crazy, 60% of the population reaches the ideation stage of suicide. There are three stages, the ideation, the planning, and the execution. 60% or so reach ideation. So I'm not off the wall. But just speaking open and being vulnerable about that, I got messages like 10 paragraph essays, like real paragraphs, not one line paragraphs in my messages. Like, oh my God, me too. People telling me that I've never even met before, telling me their deepest, darkest thoughts. Just being, and it took me being vulnerable. It's vulnerability and honest expression is what rules in this world, I believe. Transparency. Just some more content. I wanted to show you this because I do videos, and this is sort of what we talked about the other week with formal education being a huge scam. I had posted this actually like a week before that talk I gave here, and it wasn't incredibly popular, but there was some great debate on there and whatnot, and I kind of just turned that post into our talk here. Steve Jordan, post I did, a little snippet from the podcast. 1,110 views. Great. I can't complain about that. Drove more people to the podcast as well. The snowball effect. I love this. Okay. This was January or February after the AFC and NFC championship games in the NFL when the Super Bowl had become set, and I posted this. My cousin has two tickets for the 2018 Super Bowl. Both box seats. He paid $2,500 for each ticket, but he didn't realize last year when he bought them that it was going to be the same day as his wedding. If you're interested, he is looking for someone to take his place. It's at the Temple of God Church in Torrance at 3 p.m. Her name is Karen Johnson. She's 5'1", about 140 pounds. She's a good cook, too. She'll be the one in the white dress. After 18 hours, only 51 likes and 5 comments. I didn't have the views there. I don't really know why. Again, LinkedIn's a little weird sometimes. But 78 hours later, this post doesn't die. After 18 hours on Instagram, you ain't getting more likes. 78 hours later, 114,000 views, 922 likes, 71 comments. That was great. I wish I had the podcast at that time. I didn't. To be honest, this isn't even my material. I just found that and I was like, oh my God, I gotta post that. And I fully plan on posting it again this year, and feel free to do the same. This is Brandon Kirsch, a fraternity brother of mine, big boy job up in Boston, works for HubSpot. And he only has 1.3 thousand followers, but what? This video got 4,670 views. How does that happen? The snowball effect. Okay, so the results of all this, it goes down in the DMs. This is just some DMs I got from like literally one day last week, and I just took a screenshot and put them up here. This is the long game, you know, one by one, winning the long game. And you don't have to have a podcast. You could have something else. You could have anything else. These could be recruiting, hiring managers. Thanks so much for your podcast expertise. I'm the newest subscriber to Growth Mindset University. Can't wait to listen to how to write a book in 29 days. Great. And then I just wanted to say your website is awesome. I'm burning through your latest podcast and it's pretty thought-provoking. One by one. This one was really funny. Hi, Jordan. Oh my gosh, I think I have a crush on you. Ha ha. However, I am old enough to be your mom, as I have a 20-year-old, 1-year-old of my own. So Silas said, hello, Jordan. Nice to meet you. I'm a big podcast fan. I'll have to check yours out. Again, one by one. Allison, she asked me for some advice. I gave it to her in like the longest LinkedIn message ever, and it exceeded the character limit. I had to make it 2 messages, and she checked back in with me like 2 days ago, and she's doing really well, super excited about life and her career and everything and whatnot. This is what not to do. You just post a link, and it'll just, LinkedIn kind of just makes it like, it shortens the link. I mean, what am I clicking on there? What am I clicking on? Am I clicking on your website, or am I clicking on Pornhub.com? Like, what am I clicking on? And then there's my posts here I had on autopilot for months on end. Whenever a new post would come up on my website, it would just post the link with this default message, the latest ideas from Growth Mindset University. Enjoy. No one gives a crap. One like every single time, and that came from someone named Claudia. Thank God for Claudia bailing me out there. This is what not to do. Why comment? This is really important. 40% of the feed is Joe Lunchbox commented on this post. Breeds, familiarity. Familiarity with, you know, your name keeps popping up, and maybe not the first time, maybe not the third time, maybe not the 20th time, not even the 50th time that someone sees your name. They probably won't click on your profile, but maybe the 93rd time they will click on your name, they will go to your profile, and then they'll exit it. And then maybe 30 more times, the 123rd time they go to your profile again, they're like, all right, I'll give them a chance again. Something tells them to click your profile. You got a website there. They go to your website. You got something on your website. You got their email. Great. You got a lead. That's playing the long game with these comments. Commenting on everyone's stuff with your honest opinions, with your thoughts, not just agreed. You can do that too, but you want to demonstrate higher value. That's what the DHV is here. Demonstrate higher value with your comments. I didn't really put any thoughtful comments here, but building rapport with hard-to-reach people. A lot of you know Dean Graziosi, New York Times bestselling author, has millions of followers. And Dean and I go back and forth all the time, you know, on his posts, on my posts, and great. Dean knows who I am. I'll slide in his DMs eventually, and I'll get him on the podcast. It's that simple, playing the long game. How to get in touch with hard-to-reach people? Well, you can find them on LinkedIn. You can type their name. You can Ooh, what I would love to do is I would go in the search tab on LinkedIn, and like I used to do this a long time ago a lot. I would type like Forbes contributor, and every single Forbes contributor, Forbes magazine contributor would pop up. Editor of Men's Health magazine, and I would connect with all of them. Men's Health contributor. And I've been in Men's Health, so it kind of worked. So you can connect, you build rapport, sort of what we saw with Dean Graziosi with the comments, interacting with their content and whatnot. Don't put them on a pedestal. We're going to see an example of this in a second. Don't be like, oh, hey, Mark, you're so cool. I wish I could be like you. And it puts, at least subconsciously in their mind, it puts them on a level above you where it's like, they just want to kind of swat you like a fly. You want to come in on much the same level that they are, or at least be perceived that way. Don't be generic with your messages and comments, especially messages, but specific. Specific. Do your due diligence. Check out their profile. Check out their website before you message them. Now you have all these conversational pieces and talking points before you go and message them, and you can incorporate that into your message, and the response rate, the percentage of times you get a response is going to be much higher. Engage them with a compliment maybe, and maybe an explanation point one time throughout your message, not like 30 explanation points after every single sentence, but one explanation point, usually in the first sentence or the last sentence, usually works pretty well, I find. Add value. If there's any way I could support you, please don't hesitate to let me know. Reach out, as a last message, which leads us to leave with goodwill, and leave with maybe a question that would just elicit a short, easy answer from them, so that you get that response. You get your foot in the door, and now it's much easier to get a second response and a third response, and now you got a communication going. Leave with goodwill. Usually, I say like, "Cheers to a peaceful rest of the week, Jordan." Yeah, this is not good. What not to do? Jamaal Charles, I fumbled this one. He's arguably the best running back of the past decade in the National Football League. And I sent him this message, putting him on a pedestal. Putting him on a pedestal. Hey, Jamaal, hope all is well. And I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to be connected, considering you've been a huge help to my fantasy teams over the years. If there's any way I can support you, don't hesitate to reach out. And all I got was a thanks. Now, I'm lucky I got that thanks. Now I can swoop back in a couple weeks. I interacted with this content, he liked my comment, and I'll swoop back in and make things right and hopefully have him on the podcast soon. Dr. Joel Kahn was on the Joe Rogan Experience last month. He's been on Dr. Oz and whatnot, and he's a famous vegan cardiologist. And I asked him to be on my podcast. I connected with him the night before, asked him to be on my podcast. It sort of makes the relationship transactional. Network should not be transactional like this. I mean, this is playing the short game right here. Granted, I got him on my podcast and I interviewed him yesterday and it went really well, but I was like, we know these people and yeah, it'd be cool to have you on my podcast. Okay, great. And that's how it went. I kind of wish I would have played a longer game, but I didn't. I'm lucky here on both of these, but this is what not to do. This is more of what to do. This was the one on the left, Evan Royster, Penn State's all-time leading rusher. I said, hey, Evan, this is a more generic message. I wish I was more specific. It's a pleasure to connect with you. It's cool to see what you've been up to after football. If there's any way I can support you, don't hesitate to reach out. Cheers, Jordan. And he goes, thanks, Jordan. Been fun transitioning out of the game into the real world. Looks at your profile. You're doing a heck of a job paving your own way. Would be interested in hearing a little about what you do if you have the time. Thanks again. Best, Evan. The one in the middle here is a textbook one. I like this one. This was someone that is in this room right now. I gave the presentation last time in the other class afterwards, and so I believe this person was in that class. Great message here. Look forward to meeting and learning from you. Like, all the best. Great. Great message and got a good response, and we had a back and forth, and now I have him on Instagram, and he's a pretty cool kid, and I hope to meet him after today. I got to find him in here. Okay, this one on the right. You know, I didn't get the greatest response, but this is David Meltzer, the guy that Mark Metry has interviewed, really, really well-off guy, really big mover and shaker in the sports world. He was a sports agent and I believe he's heavy into real estate as well. You know, I listened to one of his podcasts that he posted about with Ryan Serhant, the host of Million Dollar Listing, and I got a lot out of it. So I told him. And David and I go back and forth on my posts and his posts all the time with comments and likes and whatnot. This was just the first time I messaged him, and I guess this was a week ago, and I'll circle back to that. Long game, not a short game. Three elements of a powerful LinkedIn profile. A bright professional headshot with an attention-getting and informative cover image. Something that screams you. Something where people know what you're about right away by maybe your picture, your cover image, and maybe a little tidbit of information in your cover image that you can just make with Canva. You can make something. You go to canva.com. Not canvas.com. What is going on with my voice? This happens in podcasts sometimes. I don't know why. After a while talking. Bright professional headshot. Great. After an attention-getting headline, for example, mine is 21-year-old author of Growth Mindset University and blah, 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 blah. Something, again, where people don't necessarily have to click your profile to find out what you're about. Not just like student. Can do that, but there's other options. You can spice it up a little bit. Unique skills and recommendations. We didn't really see that on any of the profiles here, but you can add skills to your profile that people can endorse you for, like coaching. That's not really unique, but behavioral science is a skill on mine that I added and people endorse me for it. WordPress, web development. Communication, group dynamics. I put that online too, and people endorse me for that. Unique skills in your profile. You can fill out 50 of them, and you should fill out all 50 of them because in the search tab, when people search your name, you'll come up in the search tab more often when you have all your skills filled out. Recommendations as well. You can go to at the very bottom of your profile, there's recommendations, letters of recommendation that, what I like to do is I'll go to someone's profile and I'll write a letter of recommendation completely unsolicited for, people I've hosted on the podcast. I'll write something up for them, a quick paragraph, and they'll want to help me. They'll be like, oh my God, thanks, dude. They'll want to help me out, and they write me a recommendation, and then I got it on my LinkedIn profile, I got it on my website, and it works. Don't just wait for recommendations, though. You know, just be proactive, ask people, do for other people. You go to someone's LinkedIn profile, you can find it. How to stand out. This was a requested topic. Optimize LinkedIn profile, of course. Everything filled out, incomplete. People know what you're about right away with the professional headshot, the cover photo, the attention-getting headline. People know what you're about. That's the idea. People want to know, sort of, start with why. Start with why in your communication of your LinkedIn profile and your headline. Start with your cover image should. And your headline should sort of convey your purpose. That's what I'm trying to say here. Professional headshot, maybe something colorful too. A professional headshot is a great investment if you don't have one. Maybe even be different and do it outside. Mine is outside with foliage and bright green and stuff in the background and trees and whatnot. It's just different. It's not with a gray background. That's by design. It's also the cover of my book. Reach out to people, like we saw. Create a thing, do a thing, podcast, book, how to stand out. This is how you do it. In college, when you don't have kids and a family to support, this is the time. I think, to create a thing, to do a thing when we're in college. This is prime time because it's only going to get harder. The golden rules, these are sort of my golden rules, not just on LinkedIn, but also in life as well. Dig the well before you're thirsty. Play the long game. Invite these high-profile connections. That's what HPCs mean. Engage them with compliments. Interact with their content. And over the long haul, you develop a relationship with them. Message them. Call them. Provide value to them. And they might not, they might not have an opportunity for you right now, but maybe 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 years, 15 years from now, you provided value to them. They know what you're good at. And they're talking with a friend and they're like, hey, I know someone who's good at that. You know, the friend needs help. I know someone that's good at that. This person really helped me out a ton with that a couple years ago. Let me put you in contact with that person. And now all of a sudden you have an opportunity. Dig the well before you're thirsty. Don't just go to people with transactional requests and favors asked. No transactional networking. We get rid of that. Treat everyone like they can get you a cover story on Forbes magazine, because maybe they can in the future. But also, just be kind to everyone. It's free. Decide without hesitation. Don't overthink it. The goddess of good luck favors men and women of action. And it often, this is everything in life. Every good thing I've ever had has come from deciding without hesitation. It's sort of a reoccurring pattern, because I'm a classic overthinker. I was born with that disease of overthinking. I got it from my dad, and it's everything in life, from business to writing, to podcasting, to creating something, to approaching women. Spot a beautiful woman, and 3 seconds go by. It's called the 3 second rule. If you wait 3 seconds, you're likely to overthink it and probably blow it, right? And they'll probably think you're a creep too if you just keep looking at them for more than like 3 seconds. So don't overthink it. Decide without hesitation. Just make the move. And then be as transparent as glass. We saw that with the suicidal ideation post. The response there is like, oh my God, me too, because nobody can relate to someone who's perfect. And this is... these are people to send the connection request to, because I was never good at posting content inherently. I studied from these people. I studied, especially Mark Metry and Justin. I studied their content over a long period of time. And over time, I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to take that step and start becoming a content creator. And these are great. I mean, these are people that post every day, myself included there. LinkedIn, powerful. Let's make use of it.
There you have it, my friends. This has been another episode of the Growth Mindset University podcast. Now, if you enjoyed this one today, I would really appreciate it if you could leave us a quick 5-star rating in iTunes. All you have to do is grab your iPhone or iPad, open up the Apple Podcasts app, hit the search tab, search the show Growth Mindset University, or just search my name, Jordan Paris, tap the show, scroll all the way to the bottom, and then just hit that 5th star, and that helps us tremendously in ways that you could never even imagine. It means the absolute world to me when people do this. I would be eternally grateful if you do that. We're pushing 100 ratings right now, and it's really making a difference for this show. And of course, if you've not already subscribed to the show, just make sure you do that wherever you're listening to, so that you don't miss that next episode. I know you're not going to want to miss it. And you only heard this episode today because I thought it was valuable enough to post here. So if you want to share that value with your friends, your family, go ahead and do that. Share this episode with them. Take a screenshot. Send it to them. Take a screenshot. Put it on your Instagram story and tag me at @J_Paris_ so that I know you're listening and I can get back to you and put a face to the name. Now, if you're ready to really take your life to the next level, my book is on Amazon. It is also called Growth Mindset University. It's all about how to learn anything, how to take control of your life, and how to fulfill your vision of success. And you're not just supporting me and this channel by getting this book, but you're also getting this awesome book that's going to lay out the rules and principles to design your life full of joy and fulfillment. All right, I love you all so very much. And until next time, my friends, make every day count, live to learn, and grow to give.